See, the sword of honor at the Indian Military Academy is, I will call it an iconic award. It's not designed for the person who comes first in the overall medal. It is basically designed to set a standard for the 300 or 400 cadets who are under training at the IMA to reach and strive for that particular standard. Obviously, there has to be one person who will be a little better than the others, and I was very fortunate. Maybe I reached there. But again, you are shaped by certain incidents that happen. I was boxing and I broke my lower mandible jaw. I was hospitalized with that little trouble, but I was amongst the first few who had to be put in for the Award of Endurance and Physical Fitness, which is the Para Regiment Medal. So my name dropped. They knew that I can't do this, but I decided I'll participate nevertheless, since my name is there. I participated. God was kind. I won the Para Regiment Medal, despite all the troubles which I had physically. And that made a huge difference to the number of points that I gathered. If I had not participated, probably I would have not got the Sword of Honor. So what I'm trying to say is the Sword of Honor is not designed for an individual. It is designed for a standard. People must strive for that standard. And that is the lesson that goes to the cadets. A Sword of Honor, whosoever wins in a particular cause, is for life. He is always remembered as the person who got the Sword of Honor.